So you wanna be a rock superstar and live large, big house, five cars, you're in charge, coming up in the world, don't trust nobody, gotta look over your shoulder constantly. I remember the days when I was a young kid growing up, looking in the mirror, dreaming about blowing up the rock rhymes, make money, chill with the honeys, sign autographs, and whatever the people want from me. It was funny how impossible dreams manifest in the games that be coming with it. Nevertheless, you got the goal for the gusto, but you don't know about the blood, sweat, and tears, and losing some of your peers, and losing some of yourself through the years past gone by. Hopefully it don't manifest, but the wrong guy, egomaniac in the brainiac, don't know how to act. Beat 48 tracks, studio gangsta max, sign the deal, thinks he's gonna make a meal, but never will, till he crosses over steel, filling your head with fantasies, come with me, show the sacrifice it takes to make the cheese. You wanna be a rock superstar?
Rockstar, you know what I'm saying? But you still trying to get out and work like everybody else, you know? You know, it's a fun job, but it's still a job. There's going to be another cat coming out looking like me, sounding like me next year. I know this. It'll be a flip side to what you did. Somebody else trying to spin off like some, you know, serious.
You ever have big dreams? I'm making big cream. Big shot, heavy hitter on the main skin. You want to look trendy in the Bentley. Be a snob and never act friendly. You want to have big fame? Let me explain what happens to these stars in their big brains. First, they get played like all damn day. Long as you sell, everything will be okay. Then you get dissed by the media and fans. Things never stay the same way they began. I heard that some never get fooled to the fullest. That's why fools end up dining on a bullet. Think everything's fine in the big time. See me in my legs with the chrome ring shine. So you want to roll far and live large. It ain't all that goes with being a rock star.
So you wanna be a rock superstar and live large. A big house and five cars to bring charge. Coming up in the world, don't trust nobody. Gotta look over your shoulder constantly to be a rock superstar and live large. A big house and five cars to bring charge. Coming up in the world, don't trust nobody. Gotta look over your shoulder constantly.
My old son don't know me. I'm chilling in the hotel room lonely, but I thank God I'm with my homies. But sometimes I wish I was back home, but only no radio or videos. Gonna show me no love, the phony. Gotta hit the boat solely, so the record gets pushed by Sony. I'm in the middle like Moni, and the press say that my own people disown me. And the best way back is to keep your head straight, never inflate the cranium. You're too worried about them honeys at the Palladium who just wanna cling on, swing on, and so on. Go on, fall off, the hoes roll on to the next rock superstar with no shame. Give them a year and they'll be right out the game, the same as the last one who came before him. Gained fame, started getting ignored. I warned him, assured him, this ain't easy. Take it from Weezy, sleazy people wanna be so cheesy. The f*** evil.
So we're here with sorry about that. My nose hit the microphone. I was trying not to sneeze there as the music was going off, so I apologize for anybody who I just blew up on your speakers. So we're here with Steve Mueller on the corner of Main Street and Wall Street, and today is January 22nd. I want to come on the air today, and I want to give everybody you know what I thought. I'm tired of coming on here saying I got big news, but this is going to be some big news. One, for Global Crowd TV. Global Crowd TV, and through its direct public offering daily, heard me sitting up here and squealing for weeks talking about it. So, you know, these are Regulation A securities offerings. Everybody can invest in them. You know, whether you're accredited or not accredited, and these things have piggybacked with Regulation S securities offerings and things along those lines. But when we came up with the concept of Global Crowd TV, it was an in-house concept. And then we got a bunch of venture partners from Menlo Park in Palo Alto, and we were really able to expand Global Crowd TV to what it's becoming today. So what we're going to do now is, just because with Global Crowd TV, especially as direct public offering daily, we were having to turn away certain companies just because we didn't have spaces for these companies to come on Global Crowd TV's direct public offering daily. So let me make two big announcements today, maybe three. And the only reason that we're doing it is I've pushed for this for a while, and, you know, this is kind of where I wanted Global Crowd TV to go. And this is what we're going to do. One, all companies on Global Crowd TV are not going to have to pay any upfront costs, no upfront fees. We're going to be your true investment banking partner here at Global Crowd TV. We can pay for all your Regulation A expenses, all your SEC filings, everything. We're going to become your equity partner right away. Two, Global Crowd TV, with the expansion of the new Regulation A, we're launching some of our own investment funds as well. And with those, for companies that are coming on, you know, I think it's a bunch of, you know, I can't come up here and say something on the radio, preach about something, and then not be an advocate for it and not be part of the change that I want in the industry. You know, a lot of times when we make those decisions, you do it because you're looking at the bottom line. You're looking at, you know, what keeps the lights on in the office that week. And I mean, that's what every entrepreneur goes through. What keeps the lights on? What keeps payroll paid? What keeps the investors happy? So all to hell with that. To hell with all that concept and all that nonsense. So all Regulation A companies are coming on Global Crowd TV. You don't got to pay any money up front. No $750 filing fees. No commitment fees. No nothing. You can come here to Global Crowd TV. You'd be exclusive with us. We're going to be exclusive with you. We'll be your venture partner. We'll make sure you be all right. Two, you're going to hear a lot of the new investment bankers are coming in here from, they're going to be coming in from other walks of life, other investment banking firms, other areas in the financial industry. What we're going to do with them is they're going to be coming on air. They're going to be having their own radio shows, whether they work in the energy funds or whatever it is they work with. Global Crowd TV is launching investment funds for energy, for biofuels, for technology, and so on. When we pick a company for Global Crowd TV, whether it be for Global Crowd TV's direct public offering daily, or for one of our own investment funds. And when I say an investment fund, let's just say you're a company in the energy market that we pick. You have a $5 million venture. And of that $5 million, maybe we'll only invest $1 million. We're going to have to go through a direct public offering for the other $4 million. But when you come to Global Crowd TV, you know, if you're selected as by one of those investment funds, Global Crowd TV, whether it be Global Crowd TV, you know, energy fund, biofuels fund, whatever it is, we're going to make the initial investment in your company. Unlike any of the other websites, whatever they are out there, who just, you know, put up your information and maybe you get investors, maybe you don't, who knows. It'll be a little bit different. I can't preach change without being at the forefront of change. So that's going to be a change that's coming. And I'm going to take over the reins a little bit here at Global Crowd TV. I try to not push things. If you read about me on the internet, I'm a tyrant. I have come into a call center before and fired everybody just because I didn't like how things were going. And but I've always bet in results. And we're going to get results here at Global Crowd TV. We're going to make sure that the investor protections are there that I've preached about on this show for 3 months now. And this is going to become the gold standard and I promise you it's going to become the gold standard. If that means that maybe the light bill don't get paid for a month, I don't care. We're going to make sure everything. Nah, we're not like that or anything like that. We got more than enough money to pay the light bill, but we're going to make sure all the everything's good. And this is going to be, I mean, we've got so many investors and registered investment advisors that are now registered with Global Crowd TV. We're less than 15 days from start. I want to be able to make sure my goal for 2014 with the launch here on the 17th of February, that we fully fund 100 of the best companies in the industry today, early stage and growth stage companies, the best of the best. And that's what we're going to do, and I'm not going to break anybody's back. You want to be a partner here with Global Crowd TV, and we want to be a partner with you, and that's how it's going to be. So there it is. You heard it here, January 22nd, 2012. I said it. We're also going to be partnering up with the real estate mortgage people. We've obviously learned that the best asset-backed investments out there are in the real estate industry. That is turning around. We're going to be working with the best real estate developers and real estate projects out there. Commercial mortgage company has a product, you know, 80%. I don't know, they're buying a big income-producing property. They need 15%. We're going to work with them with Regulation A to raise that other 15%. Maybe we'll get involved with our real estate fund. Don't know. We'll see. Once again, no costs, no none of that stuff. So we got that going on. So we're going to be launching all of our investment funds here on February 1st. I was the author of a lot of them. So that's if you know anything about me, I've written S-1s, Form 10s, Reg D's, Reg A's, Reg S. I mean, I've done it all. So these are some of the best ones. Global Crowd TV's fixed income mortgage program goes online here to start competing with the reverse mortgage that goes online here February 1st. I promise you this. I make a bold promise right now that fixed income mortgages in 2014 are going to become the hottest mortgage product out there in 2014, bar none. It's not even going to be a close second. We're going to hit it hard, and we're going to move fast. By the time everybody figures out how we're doing it, we'll be further down the road, and I already have new evolutions to it. So when the copycats come around, we'll already be a mile down the road and on to expanding it to something new and better. So be looking for that. That's coming soon. February 1st, in fact. So all you reverse mortgage people, if you need a new job, take a look at us. It'll be a new place for you, I'm sure. So that's what's new. Look for all the companies coming to Global Crowd TV, Regulation A's. There'll be limited Regulation D's there. They'll be for the best of the best. If you're looking at just doing a Regulation D, there's a bunch of other small websites out there. They're going to do whatever that is that they do. This is going to be big. And if I sound a little bit off today, it's tax day, man. We did our taxes. Sometimes you make more money than you thought you make, and you got to figure out what, you're just kind of like, ouch, that's going to hurt a little bit. Oh, well, so it goes. I'd rather make money and pay taxes than make no money and pay no taxes. So that's how life goes. So anyway, I am Steve Miota, Corner Main Street and Wall Street, and one of the companies that we have coming up here at Global Crowd TV's Direct Public Offering Daily, it's a company called Rate Pilot. You probably heard Rate Pilot come on here in December. We were talking initially when we started conversations with David Hughes over at Rate Pilot, talking about their patented technology at Rate Pilot. And I want to say this right now. Rate Pilot is going to be one of the fastest growing companies that's going to come out of a startup phase here in 2014. They're early stage right now. I wouldn't call them startup. They already have agreement. They already have a lot of registered users on Rate Pilot. And they're already working with some of the biggest mortgage firms and consumer debt firms and even some SBA commercial lenders in the nation. And they have a product, and I just cannot believe when I first saw the product. I'm like, how did firms, like companies like LendingTree and Lower My Bills totally blow this? How did they totally miss this aspect of the marketplace? There's just no way. And then I saw it's patented technology. I'm like, this is not only does it fill a massive void, and I mean a massive void, not just in I'd say like, you know, debt websites like, you know, LendingTree and Lower My Bills. It fills it on a global scale. Websites like lowermybills.com and LendingTree, I think, and I could be wrong, I think for the most part they're pretty much geographically locked in here for the continental United States. I don't know if they really have anything, that any applicational use that goes into Canada, Europe, and Asia or anything like that. RatePilot does. RatePilot is, you know, multinational, which is, it was another part of the whole technology that just blew my mind. So when we sat down with them and we took it up to our partners in Menlo Park and Palo Alto, all of us were completely shocked that this piece of the marketplace was completely missed. Completely missed. And that part of the marketplace is that, let's just say, like, I closed on the purchase of my house in Calabasas here 6 months ago. And let's just say I got a VA jumbo loan, and my VA jumbo loan is 5.5%. I would say my mortgage payment is like $4,200 a month. And well, I have this profile at RatePilot. I just put that information in there. But nobody knows me by Steve Mueller. Maybe my screen name is the I Love You Teddy Bear. And so the I Love You Teddy Bear has this profile, you know, and it has my credit profile, has my mortgage, maybe my car. Like, I put my car in there. Maybe I got like a 1.2% interest rate on a 5-year note from Mercedes-Benz Financial. And that information goes in there, and what happens is that, you know, the computer is constantly updating, and these lenders are looking at your profile and your information, and they're submitting you constantly, just maybe email on your profile, like, hey, the market is this. I saw you're currently paying 5.5 on a 30-year fixed mortgage. Currently, interest rates are X or Z, whatever, and they just send you that information. And if I want to engage that loan officer or that credit card company or that business debt company, I can engage them through my screen name and say, yeah, I would be interested possibly in exploring that opportunity. And they don't even get my personal information or my personal contact information until I choose to give it to them. It's not like when you go on like a LendingTree.com, say, oh, you're looking for something right now. I'm looking for a mortgage right now. At RatePilot, it's a constant thing. I could type in there that I have a credit card and it has a maximum credit line of $18,000. I currently owe $8,000. My interest rate on it is this. Maybe I will get other offers that say, hey, we have a same or similar credit card, but our interest rate is lower, it's fixed, or we have this and this. And I can look at all these constant offers and choose the ones that I want. This product has never been – I know you're all probably driving down the road, listening on your iPad, phone, TV, whatever it is. And you're like, that doesn't exist? No, it didn't exist until the guys at RatePilot went out and patented this technology. I was totally amazed by it. It is a website that all of us should be on. Here in the United States, we tend to do two things. One, we want to make the most amount of money, but we want to generally spend the least amount of money for a product. And so it's like, I make $240,000 a year. All right. But then I'm going to run to Walmart to buy all my towels because that's where you get the best deal for towels. If that's our methodology of, you know, for being mostly, you know, Americans, wouldn't it make sense for us to go to RatePilot, put in, you know, here is my current mortgage balance, here is the approximate value of my home, here is my interest rate and my payment. And just sit back and, you know, every now and again an email pops in. Hey, here's what's going on the mortgage market today. You could refinance your home and you would be at this and this. Your payment would be that. If interested, contact me. If not, hit delete and move on. Same with cars or business owners. That's what I think is so great about it. It's not just for individuals. It's for business owners too. If you own a business and let's just say that you have a business line of credit for $50,000 at 5%. Maybe there is a lender out there that will look at that profile, look at those numbers, say, hey, look, we've got business lines of credit and we're at 3.5%. Maybe it's because, you know, maybe your bank just doesn't specialize in them, and that's why you have a higher rate of interest, and you can get a better rate of interest with us because that's what we do. I'm on Rate Pilot, and I've gotten these types of offers for products I didn't even know I would even want, let alone need, and I think it's just great. When I was just sitting on it, I didn't even know that home equity lines of credit were back in the industry again until I got an offer on Rate Pilot for home equity line of credit. And I'm sitting there like, I thought these things had gone away. So there you go. You might have things that are available to you without even knowing. And the only reason that I even knew about it was one of the lenders saw my profile, saw, you know, the approximate value of my house, approximate mortgage balance, and just sent me an email. And it's up to me if I choose to want to hit reply and want to proceed with him or talk with him or something like that. So that's what's just absolutely fabulous about Rate Pilot. And Rate Pilot also has another part of it. Like, I'm sure anybody who's applied for like a business loan or a mortgage loan, a lot of times you have to have like taxes and all these statements. You have an ability there to actually store documents on Rate Pilot. So if I choose to move forward with, like, let's say I want to do the home equity line of credit, I already have my last 3 years of tax returns stored there. I already have a copy of my homeowner's insurance policy. I already have a copy of my most recent real estate tax bill. So if I choose to, and I also have my most recent appraisal on there, but I don't think that makes a difference. If I choose to want to move forward, I can just let them get that information from right there. I don't have to go back and dig all that stuff up and send a copy or a FedEx or email or upload it to Dropbox or you send it or whatever it is. It's just an amazing product. And it's just one of those things that everybody who, you know, just as an individual, whether it's personal business or if it's actual business, everyone should be on Rate Pilot. So once again, I am Steve Muir. I'm in the corner of Main Street and Wall Street, and that's my rant about Rate Pilot today. So I'm going to take a break here. I'm going to go, in fact, we're kind of short on time. Let's actually just go right to the Rate Pilot interview. We'll listen to the Rate Pilot interview. I'll be back tomorrow, and we'll talk a little bit more. Sorry about being a little bit off today. I hope the little bit of news I gave to you will be great. We'll be talking once again to a lot of the new investment bankers coming in here to work at Global Crowd TV here coming up in about a week and a half. I think that's going to be fun and exciting for everybody. You guys can start to see the new blood. Not always have to listen to my daily rants and the new changes here at Global Crowd TV. We're going to work hard through the weekend to get all as many of the 52 companies up at globalcrowdtv.com as we can. And once again, I am Steve Mueller on the corner of Main Street and Wall Street, and I'll be back in just a little bit. Talk to you soon.
Okay, so we're back here with Steve Mueller on the corner of Main Street and Wall Street, and we're here with Mr. David Hughes. David Hughes is one of the founders of a company called Rate Pilot, and they're going to be the first broadcast on Global Crowd TV of the month of March, and that is on March 3rd. David, welcome to the show, and how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, and thanks for having me, and looking forward to March 3rd.
So, David, a lot of people might not yet know what Rate Pilot is, but they're definitely going to know here early in 2014 because we looked at a lot of technology ventures to put on Global Crowd TV, and we had to really pick the best five or seven in the marketplace, and you guys were one of the easiest picks. You guys have a website at ratepilot.com, and it is absolutely going to change mortgage lending and consumer lending and maybe even some commercial borrowing aspects of the marketplace. There's a lot of elements of Rate Pilot. Can you, in your best words, to take as long as you need to do this, can you tell us what it is that Rate Pilot is and what it does for both the consumer and the lender?
Yeah, great question. It's really a simple concept, and no one's doing it. No one's ever done it. Rate Pilot, the best way to describe it, is a giant competitive marketplace for all types of consumer debt and commercial debt for individuals and for private businesses. And it's a constant competition that brings pure capitalism and competition to the borrower. So it really gives the borrower advantages they've never had before. They just create an account and they list all their debt instruments, whether it's a business or whether it's an individual. We hide their identity, but basically we show every lender in the country every day the types of debt they can search for and they can bid on. So think of it as every day without you having to do anything, Steve, you've got every lender in the country, all different types of lenders, competing for your business. They know what you have and they know what interest rate you pay. So without you having to really do anything, you could get an offer over from U.S. Bank to refinance your business, for example, on a text message or an email. And then you can counter offer back without them knowing who you are yet. Once you do, you know, agree with the lender and select and accept their offer with your counter terms that you've negotiated, at that point we introduce the parties and we close the whole transaction within the site. So,
you know, the one thing I like about what you just said, the one thing I like the most about what you just said there is an element of being anonymous. I recently got a house here in Southern California, and when I was shopping mortgage rates, I did the foolish and clumsy thing of giving out my name and my phone number, and yep. I was literally harassed by at least 10 to 15 mortgage brokers that called every line from my work line to my home line. So you're saying that I can go on, apply for a mortgage loan per se, put in the relevant information, just minus my name, minus my phone number, and get offers based on the criteria that I entered, and then if and when I'm ready to move forward with a lender, I'll let them know my information.
That's just it. It's all filtered. You're not going to be inconvenienced. Your telephone is not going to ring, and you won't be solicited. You put your information out there in the marketplace, and even better yet, just like eBay, we bring the auction element into it as well. So you can actually turn in your application, put it in the marketplace, and you can select a 7-day, 14, or 30-day auction, and the lenders know they've got that period to basically bid for your business the way that it should be, and they all compete for your business. So you get to talk back and forth with them as you want by email, all through our system, in our communication system in RatePilot, and negotiate it. And so, you know, narrow it down to two or three, negotiate further, select your winner, and then you close your loan. So it brings tremendous advantages to the borrower. It's the anonymity also, it levels the playing field. There's no discrimination. It's all about the numbers. The lender basically is looking at a completely underwritten deal. They know that there's so much information that you've got in your profile. If they do get their offer accepted, it's going to be an easy close for them. And that's what the lenders love about it. It's a more efficient process than they've ever had to select and find the borrower that they know is going to be an efficient and quick close that's going to increase their close ratio at the bank. And that's what all the lenders are looking for now. And, you know, in the environment that we've all seen in the last 3-5 years, you know, the lenders are looking for a needle in a haystack. The banks are loving our product and our marketplace. But, again, I need to go back and emphasize, and it really goes to our patent-pending status. What really separates us from everyone out there is once you build a profile for Steve Mueller, for example, and you turn in an application for a mortgage and you select your lender and you close it and you're happy, it doesn't end there. You literally go back into your profile, you put in the amount of debt that you now have on your mortgage, and you put in the terms and the rate. We put you back in the marketplace the very next second. So imagine that you don't have to do anything else other than update an interest rate that you pay. And then 30 days later, you get an email without you having to wonder if rates have dropped. And it's an offer to refinance, and it saves you half a point. People have never had that type of continuous competition for all their business. It's the way it should be, but it's not the way that it is today. The average person goes and maybe calls up three banks or five banks and fills out five different applications and takes time off work. And that's not really competitive. That's five local banks. We've got every lender in the country bidding for your mortgage. So obviously you can easily see, the question I always ask people is if every lender knew what debt you had and how much you paid for it, and we understand that lenders are in competition with each other, do you think you'd get a better offer? I've yet to find somebody to tell me no. And that's what we bring to borrowers, competition they've never had before.
That's what I like. I have a, as part of getting prepared for you coming on the TV show here in March, here a couple weeks ago, I opened a Rate Pilot profile. And I currently have a VA jumbo loan, and I put in, you know, the house value as given to me by Zillow, and I put in my loan balance and my payment information and my interest rates. And once a month, I get kind of an update, like, from somebody who's on there, like, hey, here are the current rates today, and, you know, so on and so forth. I'm never harassed. It just says, hey, we know you've got this. Here's what it is at today. If you're ever interested, let us know, and so on and so forth. And I think that's what's great about it is that I'm just updated. It's just like you said, I don't have to go to another website and see what the interest rates are today. They just let me know, and it's already based on the terms that I have in the system already.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a couple of key elements. I'll expand on that. But you will be able to log in, and you will be able to immediately know whether you paid too much for your current loans or not, because we are going to have statistics across the country of all different risk categories of borrowers, for if you like subprime and prime, for example. Your average person really does not know that the difference between subprime and prime as it moves around and the market moves around on a daily basis. So you'll be able to log in, and we'll give you a green light or a red light whether you pay too much for what you currently have compared to your peers across the country. You won't have to know whether you're paying too much. You'll have that peace of mind that you don't pay too much. And oh, by the way, if the market moves and we find that you're paying out of the spread for your risk category, we're going to put that into a cherry-picking category for the lenders and highlight that as a wonderful opportunity to send you yet a better offer than you have today.
I did notice that inside of Rate Pilot, this is not – I mean, we're talking about mortgages because that's kind of what people are normal for going online and applying for mortgage loans. But this is for other types of debt as well. It looks like it has elements of business loans in it as well. Is there any other type of consumer finance loans involved, and also business loans?
Absolutely. It's really you've got a loan level, you've got terms, and you've got an interest rate. And we break those categories out for the lender so they can look for exactly the types of loans that they offer. It could be mortgages, credit cards, car loans, business working capital lines of credit. If it's got a balance in the interest rate, then we can display that. Lenders can easily search for exactly the criteria that meets their underwriting guidelines, and they know it's going to get approved if they send an offer over. So it's all different types of debt. Think of it as it's Wall Street for Main Street. It's just pure competition in a way that's never been allowed before. It should be here. You look at technology and you look at websites, you look at your iPad and the iPhones and smartphones. Technology is not going away, and it reforms and makes things more efficient. There's no bigger problem that I'm aware of today in America than unemployment and business loans and lending for private businesses and for individuals. It's changed so much, as you well know, and all the sophisticated lenders and broker-dealers and traders that, you know, subscribe to this show, as they well know, it's sent a shock through America the last 5 years. So the industry itself and liquidity moving back and forth has been a problem like never before. This is going to allow, you know, for it to open up. It's going to make the market transparent now to both the borrower and the lender because of the information we give out to both parties that both parties should have at their fingertips. And
I think
it's a very, go ahead.
I think the biggest thing to be able to compare this to is like LendingTree, because LendingTree is, you know, kind of branded. Everyone knows what it is. But I think you have like four or five elements that what makes you better and different from LendingTree. And one was the thing that we were just talking about, being that constant competition with the, for the lenders. They're always competing for your business. Second is LendingTree is more transactional based. You're an ongoing relationship. But you also have a thing that says like, yeah, you kind of build like a financial profile that an underwriter can look at. Can you kind of tell a little bit more about that? Because I think that's very important for everyone to know.
Yeah, that's a great question that goes to how we built the product to be easy for the consumer, the borrower. A very unintimidating process. Like you said, we certainly have a way to come on the rate pilot and just start off filling out an application. But there's actually a softer way to build the profile, which is like you said, it's a financial resume, it's a profile. You have a resume that you keep updated for your job, and you just update it, and it helps you move from job to job. And it tells the history of your past and who you are for new potential employers. This is the same thing for a lender. It's a financial resume, and we got with commercial bankers, and we found very soft way to ask questions, not too many, just enough, depending on, you know, the borrower's sophistication and different types of debt. But we basically gather the information we need so that a lender has all the key metrics they need to send an offer over to the borrower and know that they're going to close that loan. So it is a different process, and it's once you have the information in the system and your profile is complete, you know, the best thing is you never have to answer a second question twice. You just go in there and update it. So imagine that your income, let's say you buy your house and you've got your mortgage and you get a pay raise at your job, and your income goes from $75,000 a year to $125,000 a year. Well, immediately you go in there and update it. In 1 second, all of your ratios change. And then all of a sudden we highlight that to the lenders. Now they know you're not a risky candidate, and they send you over a better offer. It's a completely different platform and process than it's ever been out there today, and it's a very user-friendly system. LendingTree, you mentioned, and LendingTree, and there's great companies, and they're branded, but like you said, we believe that one of their disadvantages is, you know, it's you enter an application, and then you get three lenders, which I don't really call competitive, to basically bid for your business and call you on the phone, but then you have to fill out separate applications with those three lenders. Not with RatePilot. It's just one profile that works for you every day the rest of your life, and you just keep it updated as time goes on.
I think that's what's so great about it is that, like you just said right there, you have lenders from everywhere. You have multiple national banks, regional banks, microcredit lenders, venture capital groups, hard money lenders, you name it. And they all can, depending on what they lend on and what they do, they can see your profile. So once again, I know we're really hitting hard on the mortgages, but it's one of the easiest industries to talk about. When you go to LendingTree and you type in information, you get, like you said, two or three lenders that compete for your business. But when you have a profile at RatePilot, and everybody can see that profile, you could have hundreds of banks competing for your mortgage business, and they're working off an anonymous screen name and information that you gave in communicating with you. So there, you don't have 100 people calling you on the phone. And I think that, like you said, that's the most competitive anything can be in today's industry.
Yeah, there's never been this type of competition for individuals. You're right, and I'm not going to name them all because there's too many.
Right.
So we have U.S. Bank looking at deals. We have Chase Bank looking at deals, regional banks. We've got venture capital. The point to that is we do have all different types of lenders, SBA lenders for business, microcredit lenders for, you know, those wanting to start businesses and that need small loans. Basically, there's a seat for everyone on the bus, whether it's an individual or a business owner. But they've never known what suit they belong in. They're not going to have to guess at that anymore. We're going to tell them. They'll understand what their options are. They'll understand where they fit and what they need to do to improve their situation. One of the other good aspects of our site is, and it's a really interesting concept, but as we built the product, you know, people and businesses are very intimidated about being told no. It's an embarrassing thing for someone to go fill out an application and be told no. No one in our system is ever rejected or told no, ever. It's a comfortable way for them to shop for their needs. They either get offers or they don't. And if they don't get an offer, then they can get help from an accountant or a CPA, what we call professional partners, on our website. And they can get help for what they need to improve to get that loan that they need to get. That's a very powerful thing, and it's going to allow us to retain our customers because, again, that anonymity and, that comfort process that they have, that our borrowers have every month, that they know that they don't pay too much, and if they do, we're going to highlight that to lenders, and they should get an offer. If they don't get an offer, we get them help so they can figure out what they need to do. So it's an intimidating system that we live in that's been out there forever for businesses and individuals, and RatePilot's going to make it easy in a way that a product has never been able to do it. And all we're doing is giving information to both parties so everybody can understand what the name of the game is.
I think one of the other big elements as far as industries of people who can use this is people, like you said, the backbone of the United States is built on small business. And a lot of small business owners don't know how they can get, whether it be business loans, accounts receivable financing, anything along those lines. A lot of times they're tied to probably just their local bank that might not have really flexible lending standards, so on and so forth. But a business owner can build a profile, and they'll get offers from, you know, like you said, people who do microcredit, SBA, other types of things. Because if you go on Google and you just type in business loans, you can get lost in all the information that you can get. That's what I like about RatePilot, is a business owner can put in some very easy information and build a profile, and then they'll receive offers for what types of credit, loans, capital, so on and so forth, that are out there for them.
Yeah, I'll give you a prime example. One of the ways that I created and what you know, the idea of RatePilot came about is a past business that I owned in Southern California. I grew the revenues over, I think it was a three-year period, from $4 million annual to, I think it was $24 million annual off the top of my head. And along the way, I needed growth capital. So I navigated the waters with my CPA and a broker-dealer and my attorney, and everybody did a great job. Everybody was a professional. But it took 80% of my time as a business owner, and it was very, very costly. Now we have a system that basically someone can build the profile. I would have just looked at my CPA and said, you know what? Keep my profile on RatePilot updated and charge me $100 a month or $200 a month to put the financials in there. It's more business for him. He loves it. It's a new revenue stream for his business. I love it because it's effortless for me, and I would happily pay $100 a month or whatever it is, so that I knew that if rates in the market moved, I would benefit from it and get a better offer than I currently had. And I wouldn't have to wonder if I was paying too much or not. Business owners have no idea if they're paying too much or not for working capital. The only way they can find out, well, let me say, very few do, but the only way they can find out is to hire broker-dealers, which is a very expensive, time-consuming process, to help them shop. With us, that's automatically done. The profile's built. We give them statistical information about where the market is, where the spread is, for whatever their debt instrument is. And if they aren't paying too much, again, we highlight it to the lenders immediately in 1 second. with the information highway and the internet, and you know, lenders compete, and that's how they make money, is making loans. So, you know, if they know they can loan money at half a point more than you're paying, you're going to get an offer. Now, how does it work today? As a business owner, I got letters in the mail from bankers saying, hey, can we go to lunch? And you go to lunch, and they ask you for your financials, and it's very time-consuming. It doesn't have to be that way anymore. A lender can look immediately right at me and say, there's his working cap note, there's his senior note, this is what he pays, here's the leverage ratio of the business, here's how long it's been profitable for the last 3 years. We have a lot of tools on the site that, you know, it would take too long to go over. But for a lender to pick a business owner and make an offer and kind of assess them for whether it's a good opportunity for their bank, they can sort through EBITDA for the last 3 years, and they've got a movable live chart similar to picking up stock on Wall Street that you're considering and investing in. Lenders can now do that on their site and drill down exactly what they want.
You know, we're going to get into the terms of your investment, because at the end of the day, you're coming on Global Crowd TV to raise money for a raid pilot. Sure. The number one question everyone's going to have is, what's going to stop somebody else from stealing such a great concept like that? And you are currently in a patent pending status. Can you tell us exactly what you're filing the patent for and what the current status is on that patent?
Our patent attorney firm is Thompson & Coburn out of St. Louis. We've hired a very big firm that specializes in patent and IT technology from day one, and they view our chances on receiving the patent very favorably. We have a letter from them stating that their opinion is that we are indeed patentable. Our patent is under review with the examiner's office right now, and we've got patent pending status. But to go right to your point, what is the patent about? It's redistributing the debt instrument immediately after it closes. So that's the key thing that no one was doing. When you get a loan, great, you got a loan, you pay 6%. But there was no system and process that immediately, effortlessly, put it right back in the marketplace for yet a better offer to be received. That's the constant competition. That's the difference. That's what no one was doing, and we were like, hey, this should be here today, and we don't know why it's not. Why should any borrower not have every lender in the country competing for their business every day?
That's what kind of got us interested in this. Is just that. And once again, you have a patented product in Raid Pilot today. You're already in operations. That's what's great about, you're an early stage company, but you're truly at a growth stage as well, because you're already working with a number of lenders, and you got people already going on the website, so on and so forth. But you're raising a lot of money on Global Crowd TV, and the number one question everyone's going to have, how does Raid Pilot make money? You have, I believe, 5 streams of revenue. Can you go through each one of those streams of revenue and kind of tell people how Raid Pilot makes money now and in the future?
Sure. We have advertising fees for professional partners. Imagine that there's CPAs and accountants out there that create a profile within Raid Pilot, just a short synopsis of their business, and you know, they can have borrowers hire them to build their profiles for them. So you've got advertising space for attorneys and accountants that are looking for new business owners, and business owners that are looking for, you know, accountants and attorneys. So there's advertising fees from professional partners to help the borrowers out, you know, and give them information they need. There's profile activation fees. To receive an offer in our marketplace, the profile has to be active in the marketplace, and we do charge for that. So, for example, for $14, an individual can turn in an application for a mortgage loan, which is, you know, pennies to get that much competition. A business owner is $24 a month. Of course, we have document storage fees that we have and cost, and but we really charge, you know, bubble gum and peanuts because we're selling to the masses. That allows us to, you know, charge a little because we have so many consumers, so many borrowers, and the market's just that big. The other ones, data storage fees. If you can imagine all the documents that a business owner has, I think everybody's familiar with Dropbox, and they charge, you know, document storage fees. We're going to have the same thing there, and we're going to be storing a lot of documents, to say the least. And then when a loan closes, we charge a transaction, not an exact percentage of the deal, but we charge flat rates. For example, a $25,000 loan, we're going to collect $250. There's no cheaper way to get a loan out there that I'm aware of to get that kind of competition. For $1 million loan, a broker-dealer might charge 10%, where we would charge $2,500. So we're a fraction of their cost. One of the biggest opportunities we're going to have, and what's really good for investors, though, is we're going to franchise out our product by state. And we're anticipating selling these franchise rights per state, depending on the population of the state, but somewhere between $30,000 and as much as $70,000 just to get in the door in that state and get rights to be a franchisee from Rate Pilot. Now, of course, there's ongoing royalties that Rate Pilot will get from that, and you know, marketing dollars shared for advertising. But the revenue streams are strong, to say the least. There's no bigger market that I'm aware of, and we offer too much value to the borrowers not to just explosively grow and go head-to-head with LendingTree and all the others out there.
So, David, you're raising $5 million. You're going to be coming on Global Crowd TV to raise $5 million. You're going to be issuing notes to secured debt notes to the investors. How much interest are you paying on those notes per annum?
We're going to pay 9%, which we believe is a very healthy return for our investors. And we believe that it's a great opportunity for investors, just also due to, you know, if you look at the multiples with different products in IT, in the financial space, they're huge.
Yeah, and I think what's going to be great about Rate Pilot is that anybody with $500 can invest in Rate Pilot and make a 9% return against, I mean, it's secured against a company that's already operating. You're already going through an explosive growth. When I say the word, how is Rate Pilot positioned for explosive growth in profits starting here in 2014, how would you answer that question?
Well, with our efforts in franchising, we're going to start selling franchises in April. And our franchisees are going to be broker-dealers, and they're going to be huge firms. And they're going to be pumping a lot of money into marketing, social media advertising, of course. Rate Pilot, we're going to be doing our own national advertising. We've got big contracts, some I can't talk about, but we've got one we've got executed with a very large mortgage lender that has 1,200 mortgage brokers, and they have agreed to pay us $50 a fee, for example, every time they close a loan. I can tell you that revenue will average probably $375,000 per month in revenue for Rate Pilot with that one mortgage lender. And there's about 1,000 other mortgage lenders out there in the country for us to sell to. You've also got referral systems. Think of a business owner. I own a business locally here in town. Of course, I have a CPA and I have an attorney. Well, I'm going to want my CPA and my attorney to work with me on Rate Pilot to advise me and to help me. Well, now because I come to Rate Pilot, I'm going to bring my attorney and my accountant. And now we've got more fees being brought in. If you come on and you get a mortgage with Rate Pilot, Steve, do you own a business? Let's say that you do. Well, of course, to get a mortgage, you have to put all the information about your business in there. Well, guess what? We're going to try to refinance your business, too, and you didn't even sign up for Rate Pilot to even do that. So it can explosively grow in multiples when you start reaching out to all the players in the industry that need to be there for money to move around.
I also think, too, that one thing I want to make sure that every one of the listeners and the viewers on March 3rd on Global Crowd TV know, Ray Pilot is not just a product for the United States. You've got plans that are going to break it out of the geographical barriers and make it an international product. Can you speak a little bit on that as well?
Yeah, there's no reason a bank in Germany cannot make a loan to a mortgage in the Midwest in the United States of America.
Now, yeah, it's not like China's banks don't invest here in the United States, right? So yeah, that was great.
Yeah, we will have an international play, and just like our franchises that we're going to sell here in the U.S., there'll be an international play, and yes, we have our strategy formed, and we're ready to execute on it when the time is right. And that's about all I can say right now regarding the timing of when the international play will begin. But yes, it is in the plans. But a good example is, we all know about the debt crisis and the euro crisis, right? And, you know, the downgrading of different countries' debts. We've seen that in the last couple of years. So imagine you've got Germany. They need to balance out their portfolio, so their risk rating, you know, doesn't really suffer. What better way than open up the doors in the markets in a very efficient system for money to move into more stable debt instruments that allows them not to be downgraded?
When you have all these international banks getting involved as well, guess what? People in Canada, they get mortgage loans. People in Europe, they get mortgage loans from banks as well. And most people don't know this, is that there's not that many lending tree-like products in countries outside of the United States. So as Ray Pilot increases its geographical hold, you're really going to be able to work in environments where you're really might only be the only game in town. So that's going to be absolutely huge for Ray Pilot in the future as well.
Yeah, the market that you look at, India, for example, it would be huge in India, what it could offer that country and all the borrowers, and what it could do for their own GDP and their own private business sectors. Another interesting aspect of that I wanted to hit on, because you brought up a very good point. You know, imagine that you're a lending institution from Europe, and you want to get into North American private business, which is very stable. You can make the case that it's more stable debt than Wall Street stocks that are sold that are very volatile, okay? And imagine that you'd like to get some of your products into North America into private businesses. What better way, what easier vehicle to be able to do that than with Ray Pilot? It's never been there before, and it's going to be there, and it's going to be possible now due to technology. And again, going back to, you know, industries reform, and you're not going to stop industries from reforming to bring efficiency and value to the consumers. And this will change the game in a way that it has never been in the industry and in borrowing. It's going to think of the broker dealers. The broker dealer does two things. It builds a resume or a picture for the lender of the company, and then it presents it to its lenders. And it's very expensive and time consuming to do that. Somebody can do that in a few hours on Ray Pilot in a very economical way. So, you know, the broker-dealer industry is going to reform as well, and Ray Pilot's the one to do it, because we build that portfolio. We build that profile for that business owner automatically in our system. And we present that not to our lenders in a micro market. We present that to every lender in the country for the business owner.
That's just another element of why I'm so excited to have you on Global Crowd TV here on March 3rd. We're going to knock out $5 million in one 24-hour broadcast. And people listen to this broadcast or this interview here, I think they're going to understand why we picked you as one of the first 10 companies for Global Crowd TV. Once again, his name is David Hughes. The website is raidpilot.com. They're going to be featured on Global Crowd TV here on March 3rd. You can check out their company information at globalcrowdtv.com. Their company will start accepting commitments for investments here on January 30th, 2013. The securities are going to be issued under Regulation A. They are $500 face value debt notes secured to the assets of the company, 9% annual rate of return, and notes will be repurchased in years 3, 4, and 5. So once again, David Hughes, I appreciate you joining me here on Steve Mueller in the corner of Main Street and Wall Street. We'll all see you on March 3rd, 2014. Once again, Raid Pilot. And David, we'll be talking to you soon.
Hey, great being with you, Steve. Thank you, and look forward to March 3rd. It's going to be an exciting day.
All right, so we're back here with Steve Mueller on the corner of Main Street and Wall Street, and now once again that was David Hughes from Rate Pilot. Rate Pilot, I think, has actually been moved up to February here on Global Crowd TV's direct public offering daily. But once again, you can get that schedule at Global Crowd TV, globalcrowdtv.com. Yeah, that was it. That was kind of exciting. I like Rate Pilot. What a great thing! It just blows my mind. Is that that wasn't already in the marketplace. I was shocked by that. Sorry if I sound a little bit off there. I just saw a news wire come across that Neil Kashkari, former top member at Goldman Sachs and one of the people who led us in the financial recovery, is going to be running for governor here in California. And I think for all of us Republicans, that should be some very welcome news that we're finally going to this state definitely desperately needs somebody with investment banking and fiscal some good strong fiscal background to come in here and turn the state around again. I forget how big, if California broke away from the United States, how large its economy would be on the global scale, but I know it's supposed to be somewhere like in the top 5 or 7 or something along those lines. So the fact that the state runs such a deficit right now every year, we definitely need a guy like Neil to come in and turn it around. So once again, that's good news here for all of us in the state of California. Once again, it's Neil. It's N-E-E-L Kashkari. And he would be some very, very welcome news here in the state of California. So once again, the company you heard earlier today was Rate Pilot. Once again, all companies going up at Global Crowd TV. If you're a early stage company or an entrepreneur with a very strong, strong company, and you're looking to raise capital and you want to do it via Regulation A, come over here to Global Crowd TV. We'll just give it a look and see if it's not something we can do a joint venture on. And you don't have to worry about writing a check or presenting a credit card. So once again, the company was Rate Pilot and Neil Kashkari for governor. And I am Steve Mueller. I'm in the corner of Main Street, Wall Street. Sorry, I was a little bit off today. We can't all have all good days. But once again, Steve Mueller, corner of Main Street, Wall Street. And I'll be back tomorrow. Talk to you soon. Bye.